from the drums of Hiuchi Taiko. To the Ohio State University Marching Band, President's Cup 2013 kicked off in style in downtown Columbus in what PGA Tour officials call the first off-course site opening ceremony in the event's history. It featured appearances by the governor, golfing great Jack Nicklaus, and all 24 golfers competing in the event. President Obama, this year's honorary chair, had been expected to attend, but the events in Washington dictated otherwise. He sent this video message.
For golf fans everywhere, and that includes me, this is an exciting chance to see the best golfers in the world face off in some friendly competition. And it's a great way to promote the global camaraderie of sports. We're so pleased to welcome the international team, and while I wish them all the best of luck, I'm still rooting for the red, white, and blue. Go Team USA, and have a great tournament.
The President's Cup takes the individual sport of golf and turns it into a team game, featuring the top 12 golfers from the United States and a dozen from around the world, excluding Europe, which takes part in a similar tournament on alternate years known as the Ryder Cup. PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Finchem on the uniqueness of the President's Cup.
One was the fierce competition that these best players in the world with their great captains bring forward to the field. Secondly is the unbelievable focus on sportsmanship. But there's a third thing. The charitable component of what happens this week is very special indeed. The uniqueness being that the net proceeds of this tournament will go and be distributed by the players, the assistant captains, and the captains to charities of their choice.
Finchem says since the Cup's inception in 1994, more than $27 million has been donated to 400-plus charities. It's unclear how much of this year's proceeds will stay in Central Ohio charities, but the city of Columbus expects more than $22 million in visitor spending, $1.2 million in income tax revenue, and an overall economic impact in Central Ohio of $45 to $50 million. As for the golf, Memorial Tournament Executive Director Dan Sullivan likens the President's Cup to a sprint.
The Memorial's more of a marathon, where you start on Thursday and you kind of build and build and build, and then you have the ultimate payoff on Sunday afternoon. President's Cup, more like a 100-yard sprint, and it is from the minute Thursday goes to the end. They're running. Every point or hole means something. Every match means something. And they build an intensity from the first hole, from the first tee shot all the way through Sunday. And that's an atmosphere that you don't necessarily get in stroke play. You get in match play. There'll be more chances for birdie in the golf course. And that's one of the key aspects of match play is that the rules committee want to ensure that the event is set up in a way that there's action.
The PGA Tour awarded the Nicklaus-designed Mirfield Village course the President's Cup 3 years ago. And the planning has gone relatively smoothly, with the exception of a taller metal fence the Tour wanted set up around the course as a security measure. Some residents near the Dublin course objected, preferring the mesh-like fence used for the annual Memorial Tournament. Then in August, deer became impaled on the sharp tips of the fence, so crews had to install a top bar to prevent further injuries to animals. Sullivan calls it a long road and a learning process for everyone.
The residents as well as us. And we've learned a ton, and we think we're getting it right. The fence aesthetically fits into the surroundings of the golf course. It's intended and will be and is a fence that will come down after the President's Cup and come back up for the Memorial and then come back down again. That's a significant undertaking for our organization, and we're committed to do it because we understand that there's an interest to ensure the golf course has its security during peak times, but also has its kind of visual accessibility, not physical accessibility, but visual accessibility for the surrounding. So that's what we're trying to balance.
With this weekend's event, Mirfield Village will have the rare distinction of hosting a President's Cup, Ryder Cup, and the LPGA's Solheim Cup. Nicklaus says he recognizes the significance.
Yeah, this is the center of the golfing world for this particular week. 230 countries are going to see this on television, a couple billion viewers. They're going to see Dublin, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Central Ohio. They're going to see the hospitality. They're going to see the enthusiasm. They're going to see the support. They're going to see a lot of things that I'm very proud of of where I grew up, and so to have that displayed on television for this week is, I think, a pretty important week for this city.
For all the golf glory Nicklaus has achieved, he called the 2003 President's Cup tie the greatest sporting event he's ever been involved in. Nicklaus captained the U.S. team that year against his friend Gary Player. This year, Fred Couples captains the U.S. team for the third straight time with a squad that includes Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and young Jordan Spieth. It's the first time as international team captain for Nick Price, whose players include Ernie Els, Adam Scott, and Jason Day. Price has played on five President's Cup teams. The United States has won seven of the nine events. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.